This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
There are very few things that translate into all cultures and backgrounds, but homelessness is certainly one of them. What varies, however, is how communities and friends try to deal with the issue because of how he thought about solutions. Today, a guy named Alan Graham is being honored as Citizen of the Year by the Chamber of Commerce in the Texas capital city. You may not know his name, but you probably have heard of one of his most famous prescriptions for homelessness. Alan Graham, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hey, it's awesome to be here. Thank you very much.
You've been working with the homeless for decades, I know, but it's your big idea for very small homes that's been winning global attention. You call it a place that's here in the Austin area, Community First. For those who haven't seen it, could you describe it for us?
Well, in essence, what it is a 27-acre master-planned RV park on steroids. And it began very simply 11 years ago with the idea that we could lift a brother up off the streets into a privately owned RV park. We did one, we did two, we did three, and the process began to plan for what is now the Community First Village.
So when you say RV park on steroids, what's the steroids? What gives it that extra bump?
Well, the extra bump is centered around the idea of community. We believe very profoundly that the single greatest cause to homelessness in this country, almost uniquely, is a profound, catastrophic loss of family. So inside this village is a bed and breakfast with an outdoor Alamo Drafthouse movie theater and a 500-seat amphitheater. There's a medical clinic. HEB has come up underneath this and helped us design and develop a small little community market.
Talking about the San Antonio supermarket chain.
The San Antonio supermarket chain. Mm-hmm. And we also have the McCoy's Building Supply family, who has developed for us an operations building where we have an art house. Last year alone, we sold over $100,000 worth of art created by about 9 homeless artists. And it's just this place that draws people out of their tiny homes, because right now we're building communities really in the United States that are isolating people inside of our homes.
Right.
And what we're doing is trying to reverse that trend by drawing people outside. Mm-hmm. And we believe mm-hmm. this model is that movement.
What would it take to replicate something like what you're describing in other places? We talking about donations? We talking about people willing to be a part of it? I suppose both of those are essential.
Well, we're being slammed right now with interest from all over the
really?
World. Oh, slammed. We will come in after a weekend and there'll be somewhere between 50 and 100 emails from around the country and around the world of people that want to travel to Austin.
To see what's going on.
To see this new movement. Where we are in terms of housing today is like a transaction. We think that we can solve homelessness by just building housing. But within Mobile Loaves and Fishes, we believe that housing will never solve homelessness, but community will.
Let me ask you one other question about, I mean, since you have been working in this with this issue for decades, as I was saying earlier, what are the frustrations, even with all the promise? What do you see as the obstacles or frustrations that you still see need to be addressed?
The single greatest obstacle in our minds is what we call the not in my backyard mentality.
People don't want to have this.
They don't want to have it.
Now, as a practical matter, forgive me for interrupting, as a practical matter, this particular community that we've been talking about, how far out from the city center is it?
Well, it's 7.25 miles directly east of where you and I are sitting right now, so it's not that far.
Does it, though, create challenges for people, say, who might want to get a job and be a part of active city life in Austin?
Well, you can jump on a Capital Metro bus right in the middle of our community, the 237, and you can be in downtown Austin in about an hour.
But was the site for this place chosen in part because of what you're describing, this not in my backyard effect?
Precisely chosen basically for that reason and some other reasons, land cost and access to water and wastewater.
So I guess as you're talking about it, the biggest challenge is finding a place to put these communities if you want to replicate something like this.
Well, I think the bigger challenge and one of the 5 goals of Mobile Loaves and Fishes as a corporate entity is to transform the paradigm as to how people view the stereotype of the homeless. How do we get people to say, welcome, yes, in my backyard.
It's a remarkable project by a remarkable gentleman, Alan Graham, who is being honored as Citizen of the Year by the Chamber of Commerce in Austin, Texas. He's associated with Mobile Loaves and Fishes, which is a well-known community organization here in the Texas Capitol. Thanks very much for speaking with us, and congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you very much.